Hello.
I have Secretary Rogers returning your call. All right.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. President.
Just got rid of your friend King Faisal.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Did you get a call from Haldeman yet?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll tell you what. I will not talk to you now, then. He is trying to reach you about two polls on Red China, which, coincidentally, both Gallup and Harris have just taken.
Mm-hmm.
They're quite significant in this respect. Harris is not so significant because his are not as reliable, but Gallup polled in October on the admission of Red China.
Mm-hmm.
And and he'll explain. He'll show. And of course the vote was negative.
Mm-hmm.
He's just polled over the last month since the China so-called initiative, and the vote now is positive.
Yeah.
Now, this shift, what is significant, is among Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, Republicans who were more strongly negative now shift the other way. The thing that I think this bears on in terms of our conversation is this, that we now have, in terms of our domestic situation, a different problem. The problem will still be the significant one of those who oppose it, but it will be a minority of people. In other words, it'll be basically the Walter Judd and other types, but it's still pretty good. It's about 35-40%. Anyway, but that we will have to handle in a way. The other side of the coin, though, and this is the new factor, is that a majority of people now favoring the admission of Red China, you know, they're sort of following what we've done. See what I mean?
That's right.
Having been affected by that, then we will have probably a very difficult issue domestically. I'm trying to get that all in context so we can get in our own thing domestically if it appears that we just stonewalling it, see?
Mm-hmm.
Now, where we come to here is this, that I'm going to handle it in the press conference Tuesday in a way that I have, you know, I've been discussing this with the Secretary of State and so forth, and we are considering our policy in this respect. You know, we are considering the problem. The thing that I think that in terms of your situation is that to the extent you can, if you can, I think the real problem here is to give the best reassurance you can to Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
The Harris poll, I think, both come out Monday, incidentally, these polls,
mm-hmm.
at Taiwan, that, look here, we are your friends, we're going to do the best we can by you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the other hand, it also would lead me to conclude that our timing is about right, about the 15th of July, in other words, after you've concluded all this business,
mm-hmm.
either that or maybe around, or maybe better, maybe around the 5th, when you, if you can put your Senate hearing after the 4th of July,
yeah.
To do it before the Senate. I'm inclined to think that's a little better.
I do too.
I think a live audience in England is sort of, you know,
yeah, I agree,
catering to those people. So, but if you could put your Senate hearing around the 5th or 6th or so, whatever it is, I would like for you to still take the position so that we can get our ducks in a row, that we have not decided it, but
sure.
that we are considering this problem. Now, one thing that after you left, Henry brought up, which I think is very important, is the way you formulated this thing, the way that you will have, if we present it, that you will present it as a resolution where we will say that expelling a country is a two-thirds matter and admitting a country is majority.
Right. Right.
That puts us, that is something we can broker with our friends.
Sure.
See, now, frankly,
well,
that's what I mean. That's what he pointed out. That this proposal, therefore, had within it the way you have reformulated it has something that we can sell.
Sure.
There. Now, frankly, my own view is that probably the best thing in the long run is to get it over with. On the other hand, we've got to do it in a way that is you know, is not considered simply running off just because of a public opinion and all that sort of thing. And I think that I think in your idea that, well, you're consulting, there's this change in the United Nations, we've had this vote all this time, so we're trying to see how we can and also there is a change in our relations with China,
mm-hmm.
and as a result we're trying to see how we can accommodate both views,
mm-hmm.
and so we feel maybe this is the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my own guess is that we could get rolled on the second proposition. In other words,
well, if we're going to do that, we won't do it.
No. I wouldn't worry about it. Here's my point. You know, I wouldn't mind. If you have your resolution put up in such a way so you could have the two votes,
mm-hmm.
one on the first vote and the other on the second, on the other prop, one on admission and the other on expulsion. See,
mm-hmm.
and then the. We vote yes on the one, and we vote, of course, yes on the other, and lose that. See what I mean?
Yeah.
I think you could lose a two-thirds vote. I think you might. I don't know. What do you think? I wonder if they'll even think it's an important question to expel them. That's my point.
Well, I think, let me say this. I
think you have to find out.
Yeah.
That's the point.
No,
that's the issue.
I met with a Chinese ambassador this morning.
Jimmy Chen?
Yeah. And we're not going to have any problems with them.
What did he say? What was the...
Well, the way I put it to him is I said, look, first let's talk about what's going to happen if we follow the present course of action. Do we agree that we're going to be defeated?
And he agreed.
And he said that's the way it looked.
Yeah, right. He knows that.
And then he said...
I had told him when he presented his credentials that that's what we thought.
Now, and then he tends to say, well, here's what we want, and we can't admit.
Yeah.
I said, look, I agree with that, and we don't either. This isn't a matter of policy or anything. This is a matter of procedure. Well, do we follow the course we're following, or do we change? And I said, we're inclined to think that if you insist that you'd be better off following the present policy, I said the president will seriously consider that. I said, I don't think on reflection you'll do that. Well, he said, it's difficult for us publicly to change. I said, well, we're not talking about publicly. We're talking about how you react to what we do. I said, President Nixon is very fond of your president. He's very fond of your country. And we're now talking about what's the best course for us to follow as far as you're concerned. I said, here's what we think is probably the best course, but we'll consider something else if you... Then we went through it, and I said, now this has got nothing to do with ping-pong diplomacy. This isn't a change of policy. This is just tactics. How do we proceed? And when he finished, I reiterated it. I said, first, you tell your president that if he's serious about it and wants us to follow the present course, I know President Nixon will give very great weight to his view on it.
But not a veto.
Well,
right.
No, I don't know, but I didn't think he was going to do
that. That's right.
Secondly, I said, if we decide to change our course, we don't want you to agree with us publicly. We want you to acquiesce and indicate to your friends that what we're doing is the wisest course for you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, because we don't want trouble here.
Yeah. And incidentally, it seems to me that on that, if we come to this point of view, you can tell them that, yes, we'll fight for your Security Council seat.
Well, I did tell
them. We'll lose that.
I told them, I said, look, we want your support. We want you to say to your friends what the United States is doing is acceptable to us. It was the only way they could handle it.
For a very practical matter.
That's right.
Right.
Third, we will do everything we can to help you retain your Security Council seat.
Right.
We can't guarantee it because it's beyond our control. All we can tell you is we'll use our very best efforts to achieve that result.
Mm-hmm.
Four, we understand if you lose your Security Council seat, that you do not feel you can stay in the United Nations. We understand that. I said, let us know what your views are. Now, he responded quite favorably, really.
Yeah.
He said, I've got to check with my government. You know, he said, there's a limit to what I can say. But I don't think we're going to have any trouble. And I think we'd have any trouble with Waldo Judd, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, let's not get him.
Oh, no, I won't talk to him.
Well, what I meant is, you I think the way to get water is after you've talked with the people abroad, and you come back and you tell me, you see, then I'll get Walter in, and I think I'll just get him, frankly, and let and say, Walter, I need your help. Tell him what the cold turkey facts are and what we've got to do, and that he's got to help us. He won't agree with it, but he'll at least cool him.
I'm not so sure, Mr. President. Why do you say he won't agree with it?
Oh. You know what I mean? Philosophically, he'll say you're for principle, right? But what I mean is he will do exactly. He may agree that we ought to do this, but he will not agree. I don't think he'll go out publicly and say.
Oh no, he can't.
See what I mean?
No, he won't.
You can't publicly be against a thing like this for years on principle and then shift your position.
No, we don't.
That's what we gotta. But you see what I'm getting at is that he may say, okay, I understand it. You know how he'll talk. And now on your talks with our friends over there, why? Just explore it as best you can. You've got all that. And then, too, in your I think this may set off a rash of questions and so forth in your place. As a matter of fact, looking at it in view of this coming up, the leak, frankly, was probably fortuitous.
Oh, I think so.
See my point?
I think so.
Because it just shows that we're thinking about it.
That's right. It was well presented, too. It was presented in the terms that we're thinking about it because of the Republic of China.
Yeah, and I think if you could, and on your going around, as I just so I'd try to, if you could sort of keep the speculation down public as much as possible so it doesn't appear that we're... you know, that we're just following the public opinion and all that sort of thing.
Oh, no, I don't think anybody's going to think that.
Yeah.
I think it's in pretty good posture now.
But
it's one of those
things. But I do feel that, I feel, though, that the more I think about it, is that when we do make our decision and when it's presented, the most statesmanlike, I mean, the most, not only statesmanlike, but the best way to do it is through you in a testimony.
Yep, I agree.
Because you see, I could do it and go on, and then but it'll look as if I'm just, let me put it this way. It isn't the American public opinion. They'll say, well, the administration's doing the right thing. They'll get it. But if I do it publicly, then that does slap our friends abroad. You see my point? I've got to keep the, don't you agree?
I agree.
And
I think that's fine. I'm perfectly happy to do that. We can always change our mind, but let's just...
Yeah, but just sort of think, but I know you said there was a hearing on the 24th. If you could get that postponed now till after the 4th of July, I think it'd be good.
Uh-huh.
You know, let's do it. That gives us just about the time we need, I think.
Well, let's think about I don't have to postpone it now. If I do that, they'll take this
up. All right.
It may be that that isn't too bad a date. We can see.
Yeah.
Maybe things may
Now, there's one other thing. You know the thing with Bunker and Tew, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They have come back. I told them we couldn't come on the 8th, and they have come back with the 28th, which is now the date that we have asked, but we have agreed. So you've got to hold your,
I think
you should go. So, you see, that's why I'm thinking, that's the other reason I think you should do
that. No problem. We can just
because I think you ought to go over to that meeting. It'll be quite, it might be a little hairy. Well, it may be very good, as a matter of fact, because I think he's going to say some pretty good things at the end.
Do you?
The end of combat and all that sort of thing.
I don't know. I hope so. I think we ought to.
Well, I think
you've made a commitment, have you? For
sure. On the end of combat, Bunker says that he can do that. That is at the end of this year. What I mean is the end of ground combat. Now, that's at the very, very super secret level that Bunker says he's discussed that with him, because Bunker knows we've got a problem, see?
Yeah.
And he's been, he says he's talked to him, because you've indicated that Laird has, and I've implied that the combat role, you know, was receding and receding, and he's getting Tew in line, but Tew doesn't want to have it. I think he's thinking along those lines, and that's what we're trying to get ready by that time. See,
the only difficulty I see is that, you know, even in the Defense Department budget presentation, they said we'd be out of the combat. We would not have combat responsibility after the middle of the summer.
Yeah, I know. Well, by combat responsibility, it does say that. I know, it may mean that we've already thrown it. But on the other hand, we haven't said it at the highest level, and I think to have him say it, Tew say it, not me, but him say it after the end of a meeting would be very good.
What troubles me a bit about it is that it may look as if we're reneging. In other words, it may, instead of coming out as if we've done something positive, it may look as if we're backtracking, that we're going slower than we thought we would. I think we've got to be careful about that.
Yeah, well, we'll have to take a look at that. We'll see. It's
In other words, he's going to have to phrase it in a different way than we have. Otherwise, it's going to look. Headline is going to be we postponed.
Well, keep this just between ourselves at the moment because we don't. It's very delicate with him, and actually, the combat role will in effect be over by the end of the summer. You know it, and I know it, but. You know the problem. It's his damned election in October that he's concerned about at the moment.
Yeah. Also, I'm sort of pleased that the damn thing is off the front pages for 2-3 weeks. I hate to get it back.
Except the drug problem.
Yeah, but...
Well, I hate to get it back on, but we did promise him that we'd give him this meeting, and that's all we're doing for him on the election. We've got to do it early enough that it doesn't come... I don't want to do it one day after the 1st of July, so that's why I wanted it in June 8th, but he wouldn't take that, so that's that.
Mr. President, I sent you a memorandum, further memorandum on my analysis of the treaty between UAR and... And Soviet Union. I was talking to Faisal at lunch. He agrees with my assessment, too.
Does he?
Yeah, he says he thinks it's just...
Did you get him off of that Zionism subject?
Not a little bit.
Not quite.
I'll tell you, you never saw such a collection of oil men in your life as I had for lunch.
Good.
God, if I'd had a Republican...
But did you know that... You know how much they got in U.S. banks? $5 billion.
Yeah,
Saudis.
Yeah, I told you that.
You told me. Yeah.
Well,
for crying out loud, we just got to get on. Was he in good humor?
He's in great shape.
Yeah, he feels.
He has struck up a real friendship.
We really, as you know, made this an effective state visit, which he's quite aware of, I'm sure.
Know it. He's very pleased.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is the way we'll play it at the moment. And if there's anything else, give me a call before you leave Sunday. Okay.
Bye. Thanks. Bye.